Hi, this is Louisa Tanner Munson from astrologyboo.com, and today I have a quick update for Pisceans out there for August 2014. So, Pisceans, what is happening in the month ahead? Well, it's a funny one because for all intents and purposes, your life is going in strange and varying directions. You've got Neptune and Chiron in your first house, and that's a real generational thing for you. It's showing long-term change, but also quite a lot of long-term confusion as to which direction to go in. For those that are very artistic or musical or into healing professions, it could be a lot clearer, but it is asking you to connect into your intuitive skills and abilities. But aside from that, it looks like there's a little bit more direction coming up for you, which will be a real blessed relief. This month of August, we've got the Jupiter that's just moved into the sixth house of your work and your day-to-day home life. And that has already brought in a sense of optimism, a sense of hope, a feeling that everything will be okay and there's no need to panic. It's expanding issues of work and day-to-day living in a way that creates new opportunities for you and finds the solutions that you need. So it's already starting to push you in a nice new direction. The sun being there at the moment is also giving you the confidence to try new work directions and to be slightly more focused on how to do better at work, how to get promoted, or how to change your work in a more meaningful fashion. You've also got Mercury there at the moment, which is making you have the gift of gab at work. So you're able to hold yourself well in work conversations and also talk with some credibility. What I am finding, though, that is the most useful of all is the fact that Mars has finally left your eighth house, which is where you'll find the sign of Libra. And Mars, for the last 9 months or so, has been doing a merry little dance backwards and forwards in the sign of Libra, which has meant for you that whenever you've done a new start, it's been like you've taken one step forward and a couple back, and things have been very wishy-washy, and it's been very difficult for you to actually fully embrace taking action and creating change. And now that Mars has gone into your ninth house, it's almost as if you're able to express your inner philosophies. It's as if you can express your intuitions and your psychic skills, your creative skills, in a way that's aligned with your higher nature. It's as if you're able to pick up on some of the structure that you've created in your life when it comes to your belief systems and your ideas on higher learning that's been implied through Saturn's journey in your Scorpio in the ninth house. But with Mars meeting it there, it's giving you the ability to create some structure and to create some stability and the motivation to get it working so that you can start to fulfill your longer term higher aims and goals in life. It's a really delicious kind of lineup that's just about to emerge for you. Add in the fact that you've got Venus going through your fifth house of romance, of creativity, of expressing yourself and feeling really calm and good about it. And it just really says to me that you're feeling very calm and relaxed about who you are instinctively, and that you're feeling relaxed in the knowledge of who you are. And not many people can say they've done that. The reason why I think you can say that is because of all the change that's been going on through you facing your fears, having Chiron in your first house, and having Neptune, one of your rulers, in the first house is allowing you to really embed who you are. Jupiter is your other ruling planet, and as I said, that's the one that's just moved into your work and day-to-day living area. So it's like it looks to me like your life is expanding in a really positive way, and that you're getting clarity, and from the clarity, you're feeling motivation to move forward again. So well done, Pisces. You've weathered a hell of a storm, and you know, your reward of all the querying, of all the self-doubt, of all the healing that you've been going through is that now you know that the direction you're going in is consciously created. You know, you're not going in a direction because you lost consciousness and you're being forced there. It's not that you're making decisions without really thinking them through. It's now that you're making decisions because you know who you are. So well done. Have a great month ahead. And I look forward to giving you some news about how your life is emerging through September onwards. Take care and listen out for next month. Bye-bye.